So Jesus said men ought always to pray. And he spake the parable. And Jesus was telling his disciples a parable to make this point. He wanted them to get it. That at all time, they ought to what? Pray. And not give up. And lose heart. Hallelujah. Listen to this now. From this scripture, prayer will not, there's something Jesus suggested that we do. But a command. And I want to go back through that again. I was in the army. I learned what a command was. I learned that when they give a command, it's best you obey. And the one that I didn't obey, they quickly taught me the importance of being obedient rather than doing what I want to do. Because when they got through with me, I saw it was better to obey. Can you imagine, Land, you, I'm just telling you something. This is not all. This is one of the things, some of the things they did. Can you imagine they told us in the company area, every time you go from one place to another, you're to double time. If you're caught walking, they're going to make you, this is what they did to me. They didn't have to do it about one time. I got the message. They make you lay down in front of all the rest of the soldiers out there. They're looking at you and hold you, stick your feet up in the air and stick your hands in the air and say, I'm a dying cockroach drill sergeant. I'm a dying cockroach drill sergeant. I'm a dying cockroach. They had to do that about one time. And you with your feet stuck up in the air and your hands stuck up in the air saying, I'm a dying cockroach drill sergeant. I'm a dying cockroach. That's just one of the things they did. And so I said that. See, we think because we don't see instant, God tell us to do something, and we don't see instant results. We think we're getting by. We think we're getting away, and we keep on indulging in the flesh. God is trying to warn us. Y'all better hear me. There's some stuff coming on this earth. If you don't know how to pray, your hiney gonna be in trouble. You're gonna be trying to call my number. Now you know some of you got, he ain't called me. He know I'm sick. How do you know I ain't called you? Some of you want me to call. How can I call him? You ain't never give me your number. Okay. Then you'll send me a message, won't give me your name. How am I supposed to know who you are? Okay. I'm just supposed to know everything. I don't understand people, but I'm supposed to know, Bishop, this happened, that, and that, and that, and you ain't even give me your name. So the best way to help you is to teach you from this, where I got all of you here. Instead of going from house to house trying to teach you, I can teach you better here if you'll listen. Would it make more sense? Why do they have classroom settings? Why they send the children to class? They can teach them better at a central location in a classroom than they can those teachers have to go from this house to Mary house, Sue house, and Sally and Jill and so forth. They send them to a location and they can teach them all together. So if you listen, because I have something to say. You can, and so I encourage you, don't deem it as unimportant because it's not tickling your flesh. This is something you need to learn. And this is something you need to teach. Parents, this is something you need to teach your children. And you, if you don't teach them, you have hurt that child. You're sending a child out there in the world that they are not prepared for. And that devil going to eat their lunch because there's all kind of stuff out there. You go to the disease, you got any kind of disease you want. Go to any kind of demon activity, you can find it all out there. And they don't even know how to rebuke the devil. You just got them here. And you know what? You think you're getting, people think they're getting away, but God can hold you accountable. Oh, you had that child. I didn't have it. You the one gave birth to him. You the one fathered that child. You're responsible for that child to grow up and know what's right and know what's wrong. Know what's good and know what's bad. Not for you just to jump in the bed. And that's all you do. When they come here, there's a responsibility because children are what? Heritage of the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is his reward. Hello? What is it? Fruit of the womb, his reward. So, are you in the house? So you can do all this stuff, run, and you got the hot pants, the cold, whatever. I don't know what, and don't know how to distance yourself. You better get in this word, because one day, listen to the words coming out of my mouth. I don't care how good looking you are. I don't care how healthy you are. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care what kind of car you drive. I don't care what city you live in. One day you are going to die. And if you haven't made the right choice in that time span you're living and you made the wrong choice, you're going to wind up in hell, and hell is no joke. I know you're not going to say amen, but... And people need to know this. You can listen to this. This is why I'm teaching on prayer. You can have all the fun, you can laugh, you can rejoice, you can do all those things. God has given us joy. God has given us peace. God has given us everything. But when we try to do it the way of the world, and Satan is a killer, he is setting you up to destroy you. That's why he appealed to the flesh, because the flesh has no control. You have to control it. Amen. You have to control it. And you're the one that's in charge, not your flesh. And you let it know. That's why I say again, that's why I got that bowl of candy on that desk. I'm letting my flesh know. It's probably going to come up with another suggestion. Why I should take one. And most time, I take one when I come down to minister to you, because I don't need to blow you out of the building. And we might as well be real. And you laugh at me, you're a snake too. So you need a helping man. And you be thinking, he didn't brush his teeth. Yes, I did. Over a period of time, you know, if you don't put some kind of refreshing in your mouth, your breath is going to stink. Yeah.